So I've reached now the middle of the Seder from Arami Oved Avi, which often, as a series of verses entails after these words, we often run over quickly because we're now really waiting to get to Dayenu, to the plagues and to our food. But actually, these series of verses starting from Arami Oved Avi, our ancestor was a wandering Aramean, are really core. They're a series of psukim in the Torah. And they are at the point that a Jew comes to the temple with first fruits. There's a mitzvah to bring first fruits to the temple. The Jew gives them to the Kohen, the priest, and then says over a potted history of the Jews from Jacob going down to Egypt to the enslavement, and then, of course, to the freedom from enslavement. And so that's what we use and read at the Seder. And we read it with a number of different interpretations throughout the recitation of these verses. So they really are important. Now, there's one verse of the first fruits recitation, the Jew going to the first fruits and giving over at the temple, which is missing from our Haggadah. And that's where the Jew says that God has given us this land, the land of Israel. And so the question really is, where is Israel in the Haggadah? Is it there? Have a look for it yourself at your Seder. Challenge others to see, is Israel or the land of Israel there? It might be peeping out, but maybe it isn't there. And in fact, one of my rabbis said that there are hints of Israel, but you've got to look for it really hard. Because Pesach is about freedom from slavery and freedom to become a nation of God, which of course is a precursor to land. Pesach's not about the land. Pesach's not about our eventual aim to come to Israel. It's there looking at us. But Pesach's about our freedom, our founding as a nation, our founding as a nation with a relationship, of course, with God.